Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
All right, it's Elizabeth and Radar here on The Mix. When did you sue and when did you win? 414-432-1099.
Now, this is a story from one of our colleagues, Sally. Radar, you have not heard this story.
I can't wait to hear it.
So I know the outcome, but Sally, you got to lay it all out here for everybody. And then Radar's going to guess, did you win when you sued? What happened to your wedding dress?
Okay, so as every bride does, once they are done with their wedding, they take their wedding dress to a dry cleaner's. So I took it in, and they said it would be like a couple weeks. A couple more weeks went. Finally, I called them, like, is my dress ready? Mm-hmm. And they were like, no, we need more time. Okay, couple more weeks. Finally, I called them after like 2 months, and I was like, I want my wedding dress back. Even if you haven't cleaned it yet, I just would like it back at this point. They're like, okay, we'll have it for you tomorrow. We'll have it ready. And that's it. So I went in to pick it up, and, you know, they give you this beautiful box. It was wrapped. Oh. And I'm like, I'm going to unwrap it and see. So I opened up the box, and it was not my dress.
They tried to pull a fast one on you. Did the dress swap.
It's not even your dress.
Right.
What?
Even my dress. Like, it looked nothing like my dress.
And Sally, was this an expensive dress?
It was a very expensive dress. It was like it was the expense of my wedding. Let's just put it that way.
I was going to say north of $5,000-$10,000.
No, somewhere in between there. But still, okay. For me, that was
that's
a
expensive.
Lot of money.
Right, that is
still,
a lot of money.
That's a lot.
And so it was not your dress.
A lot of money. Not my dress. So I was like, where's the thing? This is not my dress. They're like, this is your dress. This is not my dress. So I stepped outside. I was shaking and didn't know what to do. So I ended up just leaving. And called them the next day, and I was like, that's not my dress. I want my dress. And they were like, it is your dress. And I went back in, and I said, I want my dress. They're like, well, okay. So they admitted that what happened is my dress had fallen. Like, they had it hung on a rack, and it had fallen down, and it had been rolled over by carts. Like, with grease on the cart. So, like, the dress was essentially
ruined. Well, isn't that what dry cleaning's all about? Anyway, I digress. Move on. All right.
Jeez. Yeah. And because it was such an expensive dress, my plan had been to be smart about it, and I was going to sell it when I was done with it.
Well, not with the grease marks.
Right. So I decided to take them to small claims court.
You sued them!
You took them to Wapner.
I sued them.
Okay, Radar. So now that you know the story.
You sued them?
Which, by the way,
for the cost of the dress?
What a dumb thing to do. Every bride knows their dress. You've taken pictures of the dress. You have proof that that was the dress.
It looks nothing like it.
So you took them to Judge Judy, and you're like, okay, you ruined my dress.
How much did you sue them for?
The full price of the dress.
Full price of the dress. Did you have pictures of the dress that you dropped off? In court.
Of course.
Okay, you did.
Yes.
Did they have a counter? Did they say anything like, oh no, that's her dress? Did they constantly say that in court?
Yes.
Oh my God, they still continue to lie about this.
Yeah.
And you had pictures. I'm going to say you won.
No. Sally, I know the ending of this because we're friends and I've heard this story.
Sally, what happened?
I did win.
She won!
Full price.
These are my pictures. This is the dress. That's not the same dress. Nice job.
No, and Sally, did you end up selling the, like, did the dress get cleaned somewhere?
No, here's the thing. I got my dress back and I took it to a reputable dry cleaner. They cleaned it perfectly and I was able to resell the dress for half of what I bought it for originally. So I was like up. $3,000 on the dress.
Yeah, you made money on the lie.
Oh my gosh.
Nicely done.
Well, that was so ridiculous that they even thought for a second they could convince a bride that this wasn't their original wedding dress. Like, come on. If you're going to lie better
that
than that.
Unreal.
Well, yeah.
Nicely done.
That's proof that it is worth it at times. When people say, oh, everyone's so happy. The principle here is what they did was wrong. You got your money's worth and a little bit more. Way to stand up for yourself, yeah. Sally.
Nice job.
Exactly.
The plaintiff, Sally,
stand
with the win.
You're right. Right.
And let me guess, you don't go back to that dry cleaning place, do you?
Actually, I feel really bad because a couple of years later it closed.
Well,
when you lie about, I mean, I'm sure if they lied about your dress, they probably did some other shady stuff.
Some other things too.
Yep.
Sally, yeah, you can't worry about that though. You did the right thing. You stood up for what was right. Thanks for joining the show this morning.
Sure, no problem, guys. Have a great day.
Nicely done. Congrats.
Wow. Okay, so we're going to go to line number one here and wrap up with Samantha. Samantha, when did you sue? And then we're going to guess if you won. You told me off the air you sued your homeowner's insurance. What happened?
Yeah, so last year, I live over by like the Sussex area in Lisbon, and we had those really bad storms last year. And we had a guy come out and check our like roof and our siding. And he's like, oh, yeah, you guys got hail damage for sure. And I was like, OK, cool. Like, we have homeowners insurance. Like, what do we pay them for every, you know, year?
Mm-hmm.
Let's you know, get this out here. And then our insurance came out and did their assessment. And they're like, we don't see anything wrong. What are you talking about?
What? They didn't see any. Like, come on.
Oh, no.
Yeah, right. And the first guy had like a whole like booklet of wrongs, and he had chalk on our garage, chalk on our siding, and we're like, what do you mean? So like, we appealed it with the insurance. They sent another guy out and he's like, well, I see some stuff, but they were still like, no, we're not gonna cover it. And we're like, this is ridiculous. So
yeah, what do you pay insurance for then monthly? Like, what's the point if they're not gonna cover the claim?
Right. So we found a lawyer that actually specializes in suing like homeowners, car insurance, like that's literally what the guy does.
Oh my gosh. Okay, whoa. So this was after the bad storms that happened out there in Sussex and Lisbon last year. We remember those storms. You sued. I'm gonna guess, I don't know, you're calling into the radio station and you almost seem like your tone is like you're still worked up about this. So I'm gonna say that you didn't win, that you're still like battling this, and I hope that's not the case. But Radar, what's your guess?
Samantha, I'm gonna go the opposite way. I'm gonna say, oh yeah, the reason that you are so you have your conviction going right now is because you won this case.
We definitely did. They paid for both of our garages, new roof, and complete new siding.
Let's go.
Samantha just won. Took our homeowners to the kiss court.
New insurance. But
you did well, and that's what it's for. I mean, legally what they were doing wasn't right. And have you changed the company you have your homeowner's insurance with?
Yeah, because they ended up dropping us.
Oh, they said no, okay, fine, we'll pay for it,
fine,
but you're out.
Fine.
Nicely done. Thanks, Samantha.
Over $70,000 for a new siding and roof.
Let's go.
You wouldn't be able to ever afford that.
Oh,
yeah,
my
no
gosh.
Kidding.
That's and you need to reach out to our friends at Siding Unlimited.
Hey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.